mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm going to start the show at the beginning of the next segment. It's a new pastime, a new thing we do here. Hell, we'll probably do it tomorrow again. I'm not ready to start the show, and that's just the way it is. I've become a little OCD over the years, and if the broadcast starts with music that sounds like we're sitting back drinking piña coladas and just woke up in the Garden of Eden before the serpent, well, it just makes me I feel like I'm in the middle of a total fight for the complete future of human civilization. So that's where we are right now. I will tell you, it's going to be a particularly important broadcast. They're all incredibly important, but it's just amazing what's happening and what we've got here and the amount of preparation I personally have done. Probably 10 hours of research has gone into this two-hour program that you are about to watch and listen to, and I also intend to open the phones up in the second hour. I'm obsessed with the coronavirus because it is man-made, and they're acting really sneaky about it, and they're not just doing this martial law thing to create a precedent and get us scared. They're like, oh, don't be scared, but we've got martial law in place, and the UN is praising Xi Jinping for killing people in the streets at checkpoints. But then if we don't have open borders and let more Chinese come in unvetted, the UN and China's mad. So there's just a lot of really weird stuff going on. But I know this. They have been trying to plunge the stock market using this information. We're in an economic war. They have not been successful, but they're going to try very, very hard this week. So we're going to be going over all of it coming up when we start the broadcast at the start of the next segment. I mean, right now, you might as well just wind your watches, might as well check the weather, look at the thermometer, I don't know, go to the refrigerator and get a glass of ice water. Because I've just got this big, giant compendium of information ready to launch, ready to trigger. And I've got it on the runway right there. And that's why we're going to come back with something fitting for a moment like this, Trioxin 9. I'm going to start the broadcast over. And it's all going to be peachy king after that point. And I'm going to knock it out of the park. Thanks to all of you and all of your support. I don't know. You know, it's like you got Labrador Retrievers and you're breeding them and you have Labrador Retriever puppies. But then they have puppies and it's, say, poodles come out. You know, that music was satanic that got into the computer system. Now, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to clear my palate. We'll be ready.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is February 9th, 2020 on this live Sunday original global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live in defiance of the leftist bully censorship mobs that have done everything in their disgusting anti-American, anti-God, anti-family, pedophile-powered system to stop us. But thanks to you, we have stood in defiance to them. All right, let's lay it out what I'm covering today. Open phones, second hour of the Sunday show. Then I'm going to go home and see my children. And then I'm going to come back tomorrow and do the 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. broadcast that goes up against poor Rush Limbaugh with his lung cancer. And I got to tell you, you know, Trump's on the phone before said stuff like, you know, you're going to be the next Rush Limbaugh, they say. And I'm like, well, actually, I'm more popular than Rush Limbaugh. But on terrestrial radio, you could say he's a lot bigger. But I don't really fancy myself as the next Rush Limbaugh. Kind of Rush Limbaugh's become what I talk about, a patriot, nationalist, anti-New World Order guy. 30 years ago, he wouldn't even say the CFR existed. But I got to tell you, we will probably get a lot of stations when Rush Limbaugh makes the jump into hyperspace. And I do not have a good feeling about that. But Rush has pretty much said it looks like he's terminal. He might be able to stall it a while. We hope he has a miracle. And I sure as hell don't like the omen of Rush Limbaugh dying right before the 2020 election, because he definitely helped Trump get elected in a big way. And so it just makes me sick. And I don't know why I'm going back to Rush Limbaugh right now. It's just that there's so much serious news here. And it's a bummer because Rush Limbaugh is a really smart guy. And I like listening to him. And then I'm so closely interconnected to him. I got a lot of phone calls from people saying, yeah, I got friends and family calling me saying, oh, you know Rush Limbaugh. He's got lung cancer. How's your, in fact, crew members got calls. A bunch of them did, including our head security guy, saying, hey, your boss got lung cancer. And he's like, really? And he went and checked. And wait, you're talking about Rush Limbaugh. But see, even these people are smart. They're just not paying attention. And that's how the media goes, oh, President Trump, He got impeached. That means he's out of office. And remember, we went out and did Man on the Street and so did everybody else. And every person you talk to, almost every person, we're not cherry picking. We'll be like, yeah, I'm glad he's out of office next week and Obama's in or Hillary's. Yeah, Obama's taking over. Yeah. They didn't even know what impeachment was. It's indictment in the House. He was tried in the Senate and found not guilty, acquitted. But don't worry, the Democrats have come out now. And unanimously, they had the whole House managers on, was it ABC News? And they said that, oh, you didn't know? Actually made the rounds. They were on NBC, CBS. They all said the same thing. He was not exonerated. He's not innocent. That's right. When you're found not guilty, folks, Democratic Party says you're still guilty. And then they are on CNN. They were on CNN, too. I mean, it's just unbelievable that creatures like this still have a chance at defeating this country and literally taking control of our children's minds. Okay, let me just, in the time I have left of this segment, tell you what I'm going to get to today. First up, we have the quarantine center set up at U.S. military bases, DOD reports. That's Miami Herald. We broke this almost 2 weeks ago, and I said they were establishing these and specifically where they were doing it. And, of course, we got called fake news. But we have that directly from White House sources. Mike Adams had one in Homeland Security. And we confirmed that for you. So next week's news today, it's not hard to know that's going on. It's not like a big prediction. It wasn't a prediction. It was a confirmation. And they're thinking it's going to get quite bad. And again, I'm not here to panic people. I know why Trump doesn't want to panic people. It can hurt the stock market. And what does a panic do? But to our listeners and people, it's good to obviously know the truth and be prepared and kind of slowly and quietly get the info out to everybody else, because we don't want to be caught flat-footed. That's not the business we're in here. Coronavirus. Is this the virus that didn't cry wolf? Special report up on InfoWars.com. That's the question I'm going to pose to listeners in the second hour. What do you really think's behind it? And is it the virus that cried wolf, or is it the real deal? Well, it's certainly real. It certainly spreads easy. It's certainly manufactured. It certainly has killed some people. But why the hysterical response? Because it's probably a lot worse than they're even saying. That's my view. Is the 2019 NCOV bioweapon the black swan event to destroy globalism? Many people are saying so. Excellent report by Greg Reese. We'll be covering that next segment. Continuing, coronavirus evacuees arrive at Lackland Air Force Base. Again, that's all coming up next segment. Let me tell you what else we have that we're going to be getting to. This is quite interesting. MSNBC's Chris Matthew suggests Bernie Sanders could assassinate political opponents if president. Now, Hillary has a bunch of people around her dead in incredibly suspicious circumstances. I mean, you know, Air Force coroners say that Ron Brown was shot through the head. If you read that on the air, they say it's a conspiracy theory when it's a public fact. They had a coroner in Arkansas called Fahmy Malik that would rule that people were found with their arms, legs, and heads cut off in plastic bags in a dump. And they said the person committed suicide multiple times. Now, Houdini couldn't cut his head, arms, legs off, put himself in a bag, and throw himself in a landfill. It's ridiculous. But that's what they do. But meanwhile, hundreds of people have been sued by DNC lawyers for just questioning Seth Rich's death as a possible governmental or political hit. FBI lying about murder of Seth Rich, attorney claims. What American News isn't scared. They talk to the lawyer. The lawyer says it goes all the way up to the top. Hillary Clinton. We're going to be getting to that news as well. But you see, oh, but you can say Bernie Sanders might kill people because a bunch of his staffers drool. They're communists. That's what communists do. They come and kill you and take your wife and children and put them in a forced labor camp. But it's legitimate to say he might do that. I mean, something true out of Chris Matthews' mouth, but can we say Hillary might have had Seth Rich killed? They certainly don't want you asking that question. That's all coming up. Also, reparations. New York theater charges whites 47% more, and a bunch of other restaurants are charging whites more. It's not black folks doing that, though. It's weirdo white people trying to create communist division and societal collapse. Now, that's why they've had Starbucks doing it. It's hurt their bottom line billions of dollars. Gillette's lost like $15 billion now. It was $8 billion. Telling men it's bad to ask a woman out. But of a convicted pedophile wants to dress up as a drag queen and come have time with your children at public school, unannounced sometimes to the parents, that's completely normal. Bounce on that pedophile's knee. Just do not ask a girl out at the bar. That's right. But sorry, I digress. But we actually found some black folks that did want to tell white people they were bad. That's coming up out of the hour. It's up on Infowars.com. Crazy white liberals get on their knees and kiss boots of black Israelites. Man, this is funny. Then clap their hands. So this is awesome. Man, this is hilarious. I would do it too. I'd say, am I a white devil still? They're like, absolutely. You are the seed of the devil because you're white. Which is all just the same thing the Nazis were saying, just reversed. I mean, it's just cuckoo. But who's crazier? The white people or the crazy black people? And let me tell you, the black Israelites, I've run into them. They are hilarious, man. But remember, they were the ones bullying the poor Catholic kids and the media said they were bullying them? Man, I've seen it all at this point, though. I love it. So that's all coming up. It's going to get a lot worse, though, before it peaks. So don't worry. Oh, yeah, they're wanting to arrest me for talking about the Roger Stone trial. They say in America you can't do that. You know, the Supreme Court's totally clear you can. Last time I checked, we're not in North Korea. I don't need to live in a trash can to know it's a trash can. Well, I don't need to live in North Korea to know that's North Korea with this judge. Well, now they're saying they may throw him in prison longer because he called for a pardon, and I talked about it. I mean, yeah, it's all coming up.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So this is the broadcast that they do not want you to hear. We had the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Conventions that was adopted into planetary rule on. He also has a top Harvard PhD in this whole globalist system. They only give it about one a year. He has the same one Kissinger has. He was a mole in their system. Francis Boyle. He did an hour and a half with us. I went back yesterday evening, and I watched that interview, and I took notes, and I checked into a lot of what he was saying. I knew almost all of it. He was going over history, but it just blew me away. We know this is man-made. It's admitted. And we know it's got a high kill rate. And he laid out the best case analysis scenario is it's a bioweapon or a vaccine they were working on for a bioweapon that got out. And that's why people are so concerned. The real action is this is serious. The action we're seeing by governments is this is the worst thing ever. The PR is, oh, it's no big deal, relax. That's the perfect storm. And now we have all these videos pouring out. Video shows officials in protective suits dragging suspected coronavirus carriers from their homes, mass arrest, Miami Herald quarantine centers set up at U.S. military bases, DOD. Is it the virus that cried wolf? Is it the black swan event? More coronavirus evacuees arrive at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, where they've got the level 4 bioweapons lab here in Texas. That's just some of the things that are unfolding. All of the cremation vans running 24-7 as China orders door-to-door mass roundups of infected citizens. Look, that's an article on Infowars.com for Mike Adams and NaturalNews.com from 3 days ago. Now that's all in mainstream news today. I'm just telling you, we're about a 3 to 7 days ahead of everybody else. And we're just dead on. And I'm not saying that to go, oh, look, aren't we great? I'm saying that to go, wow, why are we being censored? Why are we being blocked? Because the establishment knows all this. But see, we've got an establishment called the American people that put a president in that's actually trying to get control again. Doesn't mean the government's going to be perfect, but it means it'll be directed for we the people, at least as its operating statement, not against the people. And America sucks and Christianity sucks. And we're going to have a race war and communism's the answer. Hey, go somewhere else where they already have tried it and failed. Don't try it here with us. But Greg Reese filed this powerful report. It's up on Infowars.com. I suggest you share it. It's in the Greg Reese area of band.video. Just click the top left-hand link. Find the Greg Reese area of all his incredible reports. And please share it because you are the resistance. We put out the report, do the research, you contribute to it. When you share it, that completes the circuit. That's how the engine turns. That's how it roars. You are Infowars. Please share this Black Swan report. Here it is.
Is the new coronavirus a black swan event? We know that the coronavirus is man-made. It is known as 2019-nCoV. And while its evolution remains a mystery, we know that it did not come from eating bats.
SARS itself is already a biological warfare weapon. And then they super-dupered it, supercharged it, again, with DNA, genetic engineering, maybe synthetic biology, to add into SARS, HIV, as Alex correctly pointed out, that Indian study, and the flu virus, and then they gave it these gain-of-function activities.
We have seen videos of Chinese authorities announcing how the quarantine facilities will provide no care. And once you are in, you can never escape. Videos from inside the quarantine show the infected all kept together in open areas. People are being dragged off the streets. Locked into small boxes like stray dogs. And everyone seems to be holding their phones out, recording it all. In this video, Chinese police appear to wrestle a woman out of her automobile, force her to the ground, and after moments of trying to restrain her, she goes limp and lifeless, as if she is dead. Maybe unconscious? Either way, it looks terrible. And yet the person filming it is within arm's reach of the police involved, and no one ever acknowledges them. Is it strange? Does the Chinese government want the world to see these images? Or is an all-powerful Chinese government just an illusion? An illusion that is falling apart before our eyes. If 2019 NCOV is the pandemic it is feared to be, the world has already failed to shut it down. And it won't be long until we know for sure. Meanwhile, Philippine Senate President showed a video suggesting that bioweapon 2019 NCOV was a product of Bill Gates and the CIA. The corporate media attacked him as a conspiracy theorist. And in the U.S., Secretary of State Pompeo made it publicly known that there is a list of U.S. state governors who have been doing business with the communist Chinese.
Indeed, last year, a Chinese government-backed think tank in Beijing produced a report that assessed all 50 of America's governors on their attitudes towards China. They labeled each of you friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. I'll let you decide where you think you belong. Someone in China already has. Many of you indeed in that report are referenced by name.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Very important report. It's on InfoWars.com. And I want to be clear, we just tuned in. We had Dr. Francis Boyle on twice last week, saying the White House needs to investigate this as a man-made bioweapon because the Indian universities and others have scanned it. It is. There's no doubt. It's multiple virus families, the injection points, the signature, when you merge them with the gene splicing, it's there. Okay? These things are tiny. And so when you splice something on, it's really obvious. It's like anything in the world. It has a signature. This is unmistakable. It's not even debatable. And the White House announced Friday night they're investigating it as a bioweapon. I mean, this is some big stuff, folks. So I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I can tell you right now, it's man-made, and all hell's breaking loose in China, and folks are dying all over the world outside China, and this could be the big one. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Didn't come up with music like that. In fact, humans came up with the AI. Yeah, no, humanity's amazing. Made the image of God. Here I come again. And there's the Motor City Madman playing that guitar, bringing us in. We went out to break with some Stranglehold, and I said, I gotta have some more Stranglehold right now. You know, I've read, but I've asked people, I said, is it true? A lot of different military teams, regular army, it doesn't matter, anybody going into combat, what's their favorite thing to play to get psyched up and focused? And it's almost always this song. And you can kind of get it, because it's not even really violent, but it's full of energy and power, and it's just building to help you just zen out. Let's listen to it for just a second. Ted Nugent there. Let's talk about some important things this segment. Tie it all together. when someone who is in politics dies, getting shot a couple times in the back, it's completely legitimate to speculate about why and how it happened and who could be behind it and who stands to gain. The old Roman saying is, qui bono, who benefits? And in any investigation, the first thing you look at is who would benefit from this. And then who has the means? Again, who has the motive? We already said who benefits. And then who had the ability to carry it out? And then who's done stuff like this before? Does this person have will? And if you talk about Seth Rich, you get sued by the DNC-funded law firms. There's over 100 lawsuits I know of. They're scared. They don't want you looking into it. But, you know, the data via some of these suits actually went the other way, came out, and it's come out in federal court that the download information on the hacked DNC servers, because you can look on the files and see how it was downloaded, at the time it happened, was 6 times faster than any streaming service capability in the world. You got the fattest fiber optic right out of the fiber optic system, right into your encoder, a foot away, light speed. And it was downloaded faster than that. It was downloaded at the port inside the DNC. There was no Russian hack. Period. It's ballistics, just like with a bullet. A .22 long rifle goes this fast. It has these ballistics. We know what they do. A .50 caliber rifle of this type has these ballistics. A .556 round of this grain and this load does this. And then this type of .357 Magnum cartridge does this with that. I mean, these signatures are 100%. Just like with old-fashioned typewriters. Every time the key slaps, it does a different, like a snowdrop, like a snowdrop, like a snowflake. The ADL says that's a racist term to use. It just means little individual delicate geniuses that can't be touched. But they call it white supremacist. So even Fox News says that that's a white supremacist term. You didn't know that? Well, they said it was, so don't use it. So is the OK sign. So we promise not to use that as well. Now they're saying the bro fist is, which everybody knows isn't, but doesn't matter. I won't use it either. I'll use only the language I'm told I can use. Sorry, let me apologize again. Being sarcastic here, but all that stuff I just said is true. They're at the ADL and the Barbary Law Center. Literally wants to throw college students out or high school students out if they are caught doing that. I see reports in the news all the time about students suspended for doing the bro fist. And in one case, they're like, we're black dudes doing it. It's BS, ladies and gentlemen. But see, I'm digressing. Back to Seth Rich. It's your right when Hillary Clinton has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people around her that have ended up murdered, whistleblowers, you name it. You know, Trump just wanted to name the whistleblower and face his accuser. Well, Hillary just has him killed. Now, whether my statement's true or not, now as everybody knows, Hillary's a killing, murdering, evil witch. I have a right to say it. She's a public figure. She's been the Secretary of State. She's been co-president, multiple presidencies. 8 years with her husband, 8 years with Obama. I have a right to say that I think she's the living incarnation of Medusa, if I want to, which I do. But look at Chris Matthews. He comes out because the Democrats are all after Bernie Sanders. Because he's not an insider. He's a communist and establishment system within that whole paradigm, but not who they want. And so he comes out and says, Bernie Sanders could assassinate his political opponents because he supported people like Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro and Khrushchev and Brezhnev and people that do. That's actually a true statement out of him. That's all of the, we'll play a clip in a moment, that's all of the Project Veritas revelations. What's up to like 7 or 8 staffers, separate states, saying we're going to put all the conservatives in death camps? That's who communists are. Sanders is incredibly dangerous. But he isn't the leftist establishment, so they don't want him. But it shows you who the Democrats have turned into, what the universities are, and the Chi-Com funding of those universities that Pompeo rightly talked about. And it shows how poisonous they've become and really who they are. But if he can say Sanders might kill people, why can't we say Hillary doesn't? See how it works? So we're going to play that report and then get to the Seth Rich report. But here's just a brief snippet of what slimeball Chris Matthews had to say.
The issue of this campaign, it is that word socialism. Some people like it. Younger people like it. Those of us like me who grew up in the Cold War and saw some aspects of it after visiting places like Vietnam, like I have, and seeing countries like Cuba being there. I've seen what socialism is like. I don't like it. Okay? It's not only not free, it doesn't freaking work.
Okay. Wow. So, see, Chris Matthews is a mercenary. The real Chris Matthews doesn't hate America. I don't think. The real Chris Matthews just goes along with what he's ordered to do. And so I'm going to ask Chris Matthews this. How did you get into a freakish position where your own party, something like 75% in big polls, you've seen them, of Democrats want socialism or communism? Half of millennials in national polls, a bunch of them, want to be communist. And you're like, it doesn't freaking work. It's a cult of powerful people that get control. It's a new royalty. So when we come back, though, I'll hit the Seth Rich thing, and then I'm going to get into the white people kissing black boots in leftist gesticulation. This is not prostration. Is prostration would be the right term? This is not, what would you call it, parody? It's not satire. This is real video when we come back, and then we'll hit all the other news and move very quickly. There is a lot to cover. Plus, Virginia Democrats vote to advance semi-automatic gun ban, eject citizens from rooms saying no free speech as well. Oh, really?
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want to talk about victoriology, a term I coined. I even looked it up the other day. I said, no one's really coined this? No, they haven't. The study and science of total human empowerment and expansion. We're going to get to that special report that just premiered. Posted Infowars.com about an hour ago. We're going to premiere it on radio and TV here in just a moment. And then I also want to open the phones up specifically on coronavirus and the U.S. military admitting they've opened up all these emergency quarantine centers, particularly on the West Coast, but also in San Antonio, Texas, and other areas. And just what we see in China, clearly way more deaths than they're saying. It's admittedly man-made. The White House opens up an investigation looking at it as man-made. I want to take your call specifically on the coronavirus. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, people that disagree. Everybody, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I want to talk to you, international line 512-646-1776. Just dial the U.S. country code access number, 512-646-1776, so some people can't call a 1-800 number from overseas. Okay, let me finish up, because I spent too much time on the Seth Rich thing. It's just crazy to say you can't question somebody in an unsolved murder shot in the back in D.C., who's been fingered as a person that might have leaked the information and then was killed for it. So here is a clip of a prominent, excuse me, lawyer who was on One American News Network breaking all of this down. FBI lying about murder of Seth Rich, attorney claims One American News. And you have to remember, a lot of folks investigating this have been shot in the back. Not just Mr. Rich, but people investigating it have been killed. Others have been shot. I mean, this thing reads like a cloak and dagger novel. Here it is.
There has been an ongoing litigation slash smear campaign against anybody who asks inconvenient questions about Seth Rich. Fox News got sued. Fox News has gone completely silent on Seth Rich. And I think the message has gotten out to most other media outlets, don't talk about this or else. Mm-hmm. And I think that was their strategy all along, is to shut everybody up. And here's where it gets really interesting. So when I notified the attorney representing the FBI, mm-hmm. we had these emails, the FBI came back and said, you know, the reason they weren't produced is because there was nothing of investigative significance. Of course, I pointed out I didn't ask for emails of investigative significance. Mm-hmm. I asked for all emails about Seth Rich. So we went back and forth with that. And then I happened to look at every time there's a FOIA redaction, they put codes next to the redaction. So I went back and looked up the codes. And one of the most common codes in there was to redact things that might reveal matters of investigative or prosecutorial significance. So mind you, they told me along there's been no investigation, but yet you're citing exemptions on the grounds that there's an investigation or potential prosecution. So which is it?
What led you to believe that they knew all along that they didn't conduct a reasonable search?
Well, just the fact that they admitted to me that there were inquiries in the Washington field office, questions were asked, and then I'm getting tips from people on the inside that absolutely there are records there. So I think they've known all along, and they just try to cover it up.
So how far up do we believe this line of corruption actually goes?
If you look at the whole Russia collusion, Ukraine, mm-hmm. whatever, that goes straight to Obama.
Yeah.
Hillary is deeply involved. Obama himself is involved. James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, all of them are involved.
So that's Ty Clevenger, lawyer. We're going to get him on the show. Powerful information. And the fact that people have to be scared to even ask questions, that's un-American and that's dangerous. And that's why we're not looking for trouble here. We're not looking for lawsuits. But we're going to tell the truth. We're going to do the research. We're going to come out and say what we think is the most accurate information at the time and not just receive talking points from the globalists and their handlers. We're not going to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You've got my commitment. All right, we're going to go to a special report here and then start the next hour. I see your calls pouring in at 877-789-2539 on this live Sunday edition. Please don't forget, don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard because that can lower your immune system, light to medium. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Pray. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is in fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. Viruses and bacteria, period. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days. And we're at about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3-ounce bottles at InfoWarsStore.com. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your immune gargle with nano silver. We also have the super silver in our high quality whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. And there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. And it's very exciting. Here's the special report on victory. There are those that live their lives in victimology. And that's a word that's in the encyclopedia we all know. Instead of a new word I'm about to coin into the realm and introduce today that could change the whole future of human destiny if it's adopted. And we've put a lot of key coins out in the mind war, and the soul war, and the destiny war. And that's victoryology. So many people I know, so many people I love, define themselves by the attacks they're under and define themselves by how they're victims. And, oh, look at me. I'm a baby bird. Come to the nest and vomit in my mouth. They never want to leave the nest. And the millennials don't own anything. They don't want to own anything. They want communism. They don't even know that communism will work them like slaves 18 hours a day. But they don't care because they're babies and we never pushed them out of the nest. And I have people that are close to me that I love who I just can't get out of the victimology because that's the paradigm inflicted on them. So I am coining the term victoryology. Instead of being a victim, be a victor. And to be a victor, you have to decide, if somebody punches in the face, that don't feel too bad. You got to stop caring when things are hard because that's what makes you stronger instead of weaker. Because it's that mental capacity to stop giving in to fear that activates the genes, that activates everything there is in your soul and your future and your destiny. Humans aren't born out of laying around on their asses. We've been born out of conquering a world with lions and tigers and bears and mastodons and hyenas attacking us and hordes of other humans and giant wars and freezing atmospheres and giant volcanoes and huddling together in the cold night for warmth to survive. We're the dominant species. We built all this. We're powerful and we're beautiful. And we're ready to build the next level of civilization in God's plan. But you must stop bowing to those who want to make you a victim. You must become the victor that you were born to be. And not a victor over other weaker people, but a victor in promoting ideas so powerful and so beautiful that despite the fact they're suppressed, it doesn't matter if they're coming from Jimi Hendrix. Doesn't matter if they're coming from Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if it's coming from you, a black man or a white woman or a young Hispanic person or somebody from China. If you love God and you love justice and you love freedom and you want to build a pro-human future, then you are an enemy of the New World Order and Satanism. And you are an info warrior committed devil worship. And the system and serving the corrupt technocracy will not animate you like this. They want us shut down because we have the spirit. I'm jacked into the source. I know the secret, and I want to see you empowered. But you have to believe in yourself first, and you have to turn against the globalists and make that decision with God to open your heart to the truth. And then the spirit of justice, known as the Holy Spirit, will flow into you, and the beginning of a new system in your personal spiritual destiny with eternity will begin. This is the truth, and everyone knows it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There are 7.5 billion people on this planet, if you believe the numbers we're told. I think those are pretty accurate. So when I hear about somebody dying, I mean, I have empathy. I'm connected to them. I know the universe works. It's bad mojo to not care. I already know that instinctively. I don't need to go like, oh, it's bad luck if I don't care if somebody gets hurt who's innocent. I already spiritually know that. But if I was a sociopath, you'd think I'd know that, but they, like, don't. Because they don't get the laws of nature. And that's why evil always goes, wow, I can do this, and this happens. But they don't think about the next couple things that happen. So being nice is the best way to build a good civilization and have good people around you that are doing well. I mean, if people aren't doing well, I don't care what color they are, where they came from, how does that make me better? It doesn't. But I then, because I have a spirit and I have a conscience and I care, I have nerves, I have feelings. I'm not a psychopath, a sociopath. I can't let people manipulate my feelings cold-bloodedly. And that's where this comes in. People that are good and strong have to do the right thing when it comes down to it. Even though we don't, let me tell you something, when I fry some enemy and defeat them, I don't even feel good. I'm like, I can't believe I had to spend time on that person, man. And I feel bad that they, like when I see how bad they are and how weak they are, how bad their family is, I'm not like, a lot of people I know go around poor people. They could be poor black people, poor white people, poor whatever. And they like feel elitist. Man, did you see those poor dumbass people? Man, we're not like them. And I'm like, really? You feel good because they're doing bad? Worst job I ever had. I was like, what's the highest job I can get? Was a carpet cleaner. Was Stanley Steamer carpet cleaner like 30 years ago. Right out of high school. Longer than that now. I'm getting old. I'm 46. And I remember, like, I get paid $20-something dollars an hour as the assistant to clean carpets. And my other job is like $9 an hour. Yeah, I'll take this right now. Until I got to people's houses. And I was like, again, they could be white. They could be black. They could be whatever. They're mainly white people. But I was like, I've never seen anything like this. And to try to describe what I saw in the few months I worked there would take hours. It was hellish. No, the Bible's true. Humanity's fallen, man. I've talked to paramedics and stuff they see. You talk about PTSD. I mean, I'm not taking away from military people and stuff, but let me take medics and people. That's the real heroes. I mean, they're in wars, and all they're doing is taking care of people that actually got their arms and legs blown off. And nobody in the military will deny those are the real heroes. But think about paramedics or even police that have got to show up and see these chewed up bodies. Or you drive by a wreck, you don't know the firefighters and police are there with dead kids and stuff. Imagine being the first cop to pull up after a wreck. There's a three-year-old with blood spurting out begging for mommy. And you're trying to save him and you can't. And little baby dies, right? And like, it doesn't even matter. You knew, well, that's not my fault. I got there. I tried to hold it around their neck. I tried to put a little baby. It's a psychic wound. And then there's everybody else that just wants to go home and watch Netflix. And you know, here's some stuff from Jeff Bezos, some Black Lives Matter, let's kill the cops. And you're just like, it doesn't even fit. And you've got these billionaires sitting up there, funding Bernie Sanders, by the way, telling you all day about how much some dude making $100,000 sucks. These are sick freaks, man. They're sick freaks. Kings, we're not drama queens. But could you imagine when 2 years ago you saw Charlottesville where a crowd attacks a car, a guy drives, hits a woman, she has a heart attack, dies. It's like Trump's a murderer, the KKK's taking over, destroy America. It's the most powerful thing ever seen. It's all over, run for the hills. But then, do you hear about all the attacks on Trump supporters? That means America supporters. People that stand up against bullying. People that believe in self-defense. People that believe in life. So many reasons. The people that won't back down under intimidation. the folks God's looking for. I'll just tell you, Trump's just a tester. Big story up on InfoWars.com. Trump supporters attacked after van plows through GOP voter registration tent in Florida. Suspect arrested. And you see the reports every couple hours, like anti-Trumper beats head in boss, beats boss to death in head with hammer. And you just see the reports pouring out, and the media says, hey, they deserve it. It was like CNN when I watched Wolf Blitzer a few years ago when Congressman Scalise had been shot. They had a guest on saying, he's a hero. He's not a bad guy. He saw fascism and fought it. And Wolf Blitzer said, you're right. Hoping more people would come kill Trump-supporting members of Congress. Hey, Wolf, if you're ever successful starting a civil war in America, buddy, it's open season on your little ass. And I don't want to ever see Wolf Blitzer hurt, because Wolf Blitzer is a human maggot. I mean, like, you really want to start a fight with us? Just, you just can't help it. Yeah, you do, don't you? You're begging for it. You're begging. You're begging to get your gut stomped out hard. And I don't know, Wolf, if you ever had your gut stomped out, but you don't live after that happens. So you, not that I've ever stomped anybody's guts out. Actually, I have a couple times. It's not too nice. Takes people a long time to die after you stomp their guts out. But that's no threat to Wolf Blitzer. I'm just simply saying that you guys are a joke. And everybody knows it. And you continue to evoke civil war and violence. And I assure you, every skeksy chicken neck, from Anderson Cooper to Robert Maddow on MSNBC to the very last one of you, just keeps looking for trouble. You keep pushing and poking and prodding and looking for that magic moment where you can false flag something. It's never coming. It's never going to happen. Humanity has moved on and turned against you. And I'm not making some statement to make you give up as some Hanoi Joy Tokyo Rose pronouncement. That's who you are. I only say it if it's true. And I just say you're worthless crap. You're garbage. And you know that. And so your whole universal view is dominating those that are better than you. So you can't even live in a world where you can't be pissing down the back of the American people. And that's just what this comes down to. I mean, everybody knows CNN's a joke, but they pay to be in every bar, hotel, airport. Train station. Think about that. This is what tries to make you look at it. You can run, you can hide, you will look at me. I'm Anderson Cooper, the son of a robber baron aristocracy. You're going to look at me whether you like it or not. You're going to bow to me whether you like it or not. I'm going to be your God. Because if you don't think about gods, and if you forget about gods, they're not gods anymore, but Anderson. Just because you're the last Vanderbilt on the planet, your brother got thrown out of that window by somebody that wanted, you know, the investments, because your brother wouldn't bend over. You're not going to gang rape America, Anderson. You have that skeksy thing that do put together of Anderson. And I've got your calls coming up next segment. It's just that imagine if it's admitted an anti-Trumper runs over six people in Florida because they're out registering voters for Trump and there's almost no coverage of it. Imagine if a Trump supporter ran over six people. It would be every news channel. It would be every headline. It would be force-fed down your throats. But see, it doesn't ever exist because it doesn't exist. Because producing hardworking people don't think about killing somebody because of their political views. We think about how we're going to politically motivate others to say no to that idea. It's you, the communist and the socialist and the Bernie Sanders of the world that dream of physical power, because if you are an ugly, cockeyed weirdo like Bernie Sanders, of course he sits around dreaming of how they're going to put people in death camps. And all the women Bernie can go and pick out, you know, and all the swindling and the robbing and how everything will be his. It's just sick. But they'll never, ever succeed in America because this is the place that's about not being part of that. The problem is America was the fruit or the greatest expression of the Renaissance. But because of the incredible production and the incredible success and everything we did that innovated, prosperity creates monsters. And so I said, America will never go communist, but the United States might end up being part of blowing the whole planet up. And I think that's really what I should say, is that the fight that the different forces of evil are engaged in to try to get control of this country, believing if they had control of the country, for whatever reason, the country has so much power, it's very small geographically. In 1955, we were 4% of the world's population. We had 60% of the wealth. Now that's reduced because, but so... it's not like we stole the wealth. Innovation, limited freedom that we had compared to others made us powerful. So the big fight over, well, what made this geographic area and this system so powerful, and then all the hunchback Nadlers and demons climbing up like, I want it. Well, they can't get it because they don't got it. It's not about money. It's about ideas and spirit. And everybody knows that. Africa is, what, three times geographically, maybe more than the United States. It's got more wealth than we can ever imagine. But because there was never any basic liberty there, never that spark ignited, it has no success. And it just goes on from there. I'll come back and take your phone calls, but there's just so much to cover here. But the fight over trying to get control of America is the governing system of the future.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go to every caller we've got here. Charles, Mike, Luke, Chase, Jerome, Curtis, Johnny, Nicholas, Pastor Sam, Teddy, and others. Some of those you'll hear are regulars. We're not doing first-time callers right now. Some are first-time, some are long-time. We love you all and appreciate you. I've kind of pontificated tonight, which is okay. There's a lot of news I haven't gotten to, a lot of things I want to cover. But I'm just going to stop now and go to your calls until the very end. And I've got to hit this Roger Stone thing. Or maybe I should just do it at the start of the weekday show tomorrow at 11 a.m. But it's all over the news that, well, Roger has to go to prison for a long time because he violated the gag order talking to Alex Jones. The gag order was about the trial. Roger said in news articles that he wanted a pardon from Trump if he was convicted. That's his right. And it's un-American what this judge is doing. It's insane. Here's the headline. Judge demands to know if Roger Stone violated gag order as sentencing looms, saying she'll sentence him longer when she even let the jurors go out and talk trash about him. It's just watching a man get tied up and killed is amazing. And they want me arrested, they've said, for violating the gag order. I talked to five lawyers about it. Plus, I know common sense. I'm a journalist. She only has her little district. I'm covering what she's doing. Everybody else is. But she says, I can't talk about it. Because Obama appointed her. And, well, he's God. Well, I piss all over your God. I piss all over the state. I'm going to stop. I said I'd cover it later. You know what? I'll just cover it tomorrow. I'm going to keep it front and center, though. I'm going to go to your calls right now. But watching these tyrants operate makes me sick. But they failed to get Trump. And he better pardon Stone, who did nothing wrong. All right, who's up first here? I'm going to skip the Pompeo sounds alarm over China trying to take over the governorships. Oh, I told you this a long time ago. This is what's really going on. Trump, I get it. Why has Trump not done all this other stuff? He's got to take China on first because the globalists set it up to run operations against America. So we've got to defeat the communist Chinese first, and then Trump can do everything. So I do see Trump's philosophy more and more, and I understand it. And as I see action against the Chi-Coms, I get happier and happier. So that's my view on that right now. I'm still upset about a lot of things, but this is a big deal. Okay, enough from me. So we go to Charles. Should we go to Mike? Should we go to who's been holding the longest? Yeah, let's go to Charles in Atlanta, Georgia. Charles, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good to hear from you. Haven't talked to you since the call-in show over the summer.
Well, thanks for getting on, brother. We love you. Go ahead.
Hey, I learned this trick from a biochemist. I was telling your phone guy there. It may sound a little ridiculous at first, but I assure you it's not. This is a known person. I'd give you the name, but I don't have permission. But anyway, she's a biochemist. She's brilliant. When it comes to viruses, viruses live in your nose. That's why everybody walks around with a mask on. That's obvious. That's why we're, you know, they're running out of the masks. Everyone's trying to keep from getting the virus. They live in your nose, okay? And they cycle every 3 days. So she taught this trick where you just simply go to the store, get an 89-cent bottle of hydrogen peroxide, some cotton swabs for a buck and a quarter, and if you even think you're getting a virus, you feel that tingly thing going on in your nose, you feel like you're coming down with something, you soak the cotton swab in the peroxide and swab the inside of your nose. Get it up in there by your sinuses, snorf it in a little bit like a nasal spray. Just soak your nose 3 times a day for 3 days, and it will kill the virus. And I can tell you, I have tried this. I only have tried it once because I never get sick. I've been sick since 2000. But back in 2018, I almost got a really, really nasty cold, and I did it, and it worked like a charm.
Well, no, I mean, I totally agree with you. There's no doubt that if you fight these things with colloidal silver and nano silver and the systems you're talking about in the throat, in the mouth, in the nose, those are the main invasion points, and that's where they tend to breed first to replicate to then get into the lungs. But this stuff can also go right down, you know, into the lungs as well. But you're absolutely right. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you, Charles. All right, let's go ahead now and go to Mike in Canada. You're on the air. Thank you, sir.
Good day, Alex. I was talking with Daria about my traveling from Arizona to Canada, but stopped through Seattle and noticed there's a flight Charlie Zulu 659 that came directly from Wuhan to San Francisco Airport on Tuesday, January 28th, and it landed in the general area. Every Chinese person I saw or Oriental person had a mask on, so I'm not sure what was going in and out of Seattle that day, but however, my brother did have a stopover.
And by the way, thanks for giving us update, because we've pulled it up from the Flight Trader 24, and there it is right there.
Yep, and then I get back. Next day, I go to the well, same day pretty much. I go to the post office. Chinese national in front of me has what looks like a bunch of nothing, and he's putting it in the mail, and he's pulling masks out of boxes and putting them into the Canada Post box. So I'm like, oh, this is pretty freaking weird. So it's a lot bigger than what we're talking about. And can I make a...
Well, I was about to say, if China was hyping this and it wasn't a real threat, why would they have, this is confirmed, people all over the Western world buying up masks, desperately shipping them back?
And I'm lucky I have one of your RZ masks, actually. So I've got that in my bedside drawer. But can I make a statement about the
Please.
State of the Union? When Rush got that medal, I was like one of many people, and I cried like a baby. And I just want to say that before Christmas in December, I lost my mother to lung cancer. Diagnosed in April, and she passed away December 8th.
I'm so sorry, brother.
And we were all there. All my family was there, and I had my hand in her hand. And it sucks. So if I can implore anyone right now who has a family, who has children, grandchildren, or a spouse, to put down the cancer sticks and look around, because you're going to lose the people around you. Are going to lose a lot more than what you actually are.
Well, there's no doubt that I'm not telling you don't smoke cigarettes, don't smoke cigars, but let's not lie. They give you cancer. And the biggest thing is tobacco only grows in types of mud that happen to be radioactive. The plant likes radiation. And so what people don't get is it grows in radioactive soil. This sounds crazy, folks. Look it up. I'm not kidding. North Carolina, Cuba, just look. There's a lot of radiation that's in that soil naturally, a lot of radioactive isotopes. And so when you're smoking tobacco, you're smoking radioactive isotopes. And it's a weird quirk of tobacco plants. They like radioactive dirt. And so beyond just the tobacco, people need to know that where it's grown is radioactive. I appreciate your call, sir. God bless you. And sorry about your mother. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, and I promise we're going to take every call on that board tonight. Yeah, since we talked about Limbaugh, the way they demonized him and said piss on him, and the left said we hope he dies, and they called him a Nazi. It's just all lies. It's all eyes. Rush Limbaugh's come a long, long way. And he's a patriot, and that's a good thing.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Best thing I can do is just go from the top to the bottom. Luke, Chase, Jerome, Curtis, Joni, Nicholas, Pastor Sam, and Teddy. In the 2 seconds we've got left, so let's just move through these calls. Let's talk to Luke in Illinois. Thanks for calling, Luke.
How you doing, Alex? Listen, I just wanted to say, what if this whole coronavirus in China is just a ruse, just a mask, massive amounts of people movement? So they get all these people inside these buildings, then they go into the deep tunnel systems and move all these large, huge quantities of people wherever it is that they want, preparing for a possible ground invasion, per se. I mean, what's to stop them?
Sir,
from doing
you know,
that?
Mainstream media tells us don't speculate. In a world of constant lies and disinfo and the whole history of governments staging lies and huge hoaxes, you'd be crazy not to say that anything's possible. Xi Jinping lost a trade war with America. Xi Jinping has people rebelling against him. Xi Jinping was in a hostile takeover of America, and now we're turning against him. This diverts it, changes the subject, is face-saving. Imagine, you know China as a cover for any type of rebellion or uprising to overthrow them, has a bio weapon as the to create fear to make people stop. And I undoubtedly, people say this has been accidentally released, it's been man-made. Okay, but I think this is a giant drill. I think the weapon's real. I think folks are really dying, but I think they've got the cure. I don't have proof of that. We have proof it's man-made. We have proof that they're covering stuff up. But I agree with you. I think this is a major political cover-up. What do you think?
Absolutely. My internal feeling is this is just a ruse, considering the fact that it's only killing males of a certain type. They may be trying to kill off certain clans. Who knows? I mean, this kind of stuff with China goes back thousands of years. So
yeah, there's all these internal groups fighting. You name it. They're very sophisticated. Expanding on that, the public over there may think it's real. There may be real deaths, but there could be other pathogens that are being used, chemicals, you name it, to create this panic. Because I've watched the videos. The panic is real, I think.
Well, not about that. I've watched a video today of them forcefully removing people from homes. And, you know, just the emotion sounded genuine coming off the people. It sounded genuine. It looked real. It didn't look staged.
No, I agree. I would say I probably watched 1,000 videos. No kidding. I've seen a few that are fake, though. But that's probably people just trying to do clickbait or whatever. But you can tell the real ones. Like, you know, there's a man and woman both laid out. No, two didn't collapse at once, laid out. So China's not censoring, though, videos of the panic. Why do you think they're doing that? To use it as a social control? I'm not saying the videos are fake. All of them. Most of them are real, I believe. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. But the promotion of them is clearly synthetic. They're letting these come out. They can usually clamp down on stuff.
No doubt. No doubt they want that out there. They want that fear and panic to set in because then everybody's easily manipulable.
That's it. Luke, great points. And look, me and Luke are just regular guys, but regular guys aren't supposed to have a talk show. And by the way, with InfoWars, you have a talk show. In fact, I've been thinking about doing new shows. And I've had a bunch of ideas, but I can tell you, I really think the answer is like 2 or 3 hours a day, commercial free. If TV and radio stations want to pick it up, they can, of just phone calls. People want to hear people. And I just want to have a phone bank where we just don't even screen them. We'll get a lot of really bad calls doing that, you know, cussing, whatever. But just boom, you call, you're on air. What do you have to say? Maybe you get 5 seconds, maybe you get an hour. But can you imagine just a network, a satellite of just phone calls and Skype calls? No one's done that yet where you're like, let's bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, Skype. I want to do that. That's what I want to do next. I used to innovate stuff. Now I just fight the globalist all day. But thank you, Luke. All right. Chase the Patriot's a talk show host of his own, right? Every time we say it's not first time callers, he calls in. We love him. Chase, what do you think's going on?
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, brother. Yeah, you know, real quick, I think that show you were talking about is my show, actually. We get people from all over the country and world calling in. And I love it. And you're right, there are some crazies, so it's a little dangerous. But, hey, I wanted to talk about that coronavirus. And the last caller was kind of what I'm kind of going to touch on. You know, we see the AI computer. They just put out the numbers of upwards of 60 million people might be killed from this virus. And then I think about what the communist Chinese did and murdering about 60 million of their own people. So then I connect the dots to what I've been seeing with Hong Kong. You know, they were trying to fight extradition from China to the mainland. Now with this virus, they have the excuse to say, hey, these people are infected. They need to be removed from the island. But really, it's just because they're trying to silence political dissidents.
Oh, I totally agree. This is an excuse and a face-saving measure for Xi. In fact, I thought this the other day, for Xi Jinping and what happened in Hong Kong.
Yep. And, you know, a funny thing about Xi Jinping, Alex, you know, he's sitting here as the head of the Communist Party in China. And when I went and did a little research on the guy, they actually arrested and I think killed his father. How does someone whose own father was arrested and killed by this communist machine then decide that he wants to work for it and continue the evil? It's just
a well, that's why they love him so much. They go, oh, Xi Jinping went through so much because he literally submitted to them. They love it.
The other thing I want everybody listening, understand, if you're listening to this broadcast, Alex puts it out for free. Everybody needs to hit that store, buy some toothpaste, buy some videos, buy some hats, whatever it is. You guys got to support the cause. Help Alex get the message out there. And thank you so much for taking my call. Check me out on YouTube, Alex. I'm live every night over there.
All right, Chase, we appreciate you. Yeah, no, we have products people need. Great books, great films, non-GMO heirloom seeds, water filtration, air filtration. The big thing is storable food. Everybody else is sold out. I have the best dug-in company out there, My Patriot. They've still got it. They've got the food on hand, but it takes them over a week to pack and get it out to you. So get your orders in now, folks. Don't wait. And so much more. Jerome in New York. You're on the air, Jerome. Are you in New York State or New York City?
I'm in the Big Apple over here in Chinatown. It's 6:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but guess what? In mainland China, it's 7:40 a.m. over there. Shanghai, Beijing, Shenzhou, Guangzhou. Hey, it's time to get up and let's get to work, folks. Not unless you got a lot of money. Not unless you're retired. Not unless that you can work from the house. But guess what? You're going to go get on the bus. You're going to get on the subway. You get on the train or get out there in the traffic. I don't know what's going to go on now, man. That's not good. I want to hit on another thing, too, real quick. Here in New York, I don't know if you're familiar with Chinatown here in New York.
This I am. They got some good food there.
Yeah, I know. I live here. But, well, don't forget, I have my home in Qingdao, but I'm not there this winter. It's wintertime. It's too air polluted anyway. But getting back to the metropolitan area here in New Jersey, New York, it's the largest Chinese population outside of mainland China. And guess what? We don't have one case of coronavirus here for some weird reason. I don't understand that.
Well, tell me what you really think. Does that mean it's a hoax?
No. I don't know. As soon as they start popping up here, it's going to destroy the economy in New York. Everybody's hiding out. The people are scared to go outside even here.
Well, that means if somebody actually has it, they're going to hide it.
I don't know. I don't understand it. Last census they had here was, I think, in 2015, and it was like right at 700,000 Asian folks lived in the metropolitan area. So, my God, how many now you think it is? I don't know. It's just fishy, you might say. It's very fishy. Everybody.
No, I agree with you. So we got 30 seconds left. Gut level, what do you think's happening?
No, they let that thing get loose on them over there. It was an accident. It was an accident. They don't want this.
Yeah, all the smart money is that's why there's the panic. Is something got loose wasn't supposed to. All right, thank you so much. Great points, Jerome. Curtis, Johnny, Nicholas, Sam, Teddy, your call straight ahead. Infowars.com. Do not visit Infowars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Beginning of the rest of your life. And it's that simple. We're taking your phone calls this live Sunday show in defiance of the globalists. No talking points. We don't screen your calls. We want to know what you're calling about and where you're calling from, because that's interesting. But you call and disagree, right to the head of the line. You want to call in and say the Easter Bunny's real? You can. Want to say the Easter Bunny's not real? You can as well. Other shows don't do that. And anything this big certainly doesn't. We're not supposed to exist. We're that wild card. You're not supposed to exist. Even though there's a reason the whole planet exists. You're supposed to just accept the corporatists and let the control freaks meet in committees and decide the future of your thought and your world. No! The globalists have hijacked civilization. They are not civilization. Let's go to Curtis in San Antonio, Texas, where they're flying infected members and have a quarantine center set up. Yes, that's now official. I'm not just saying that. That's confirmed. That's not just me saying from sources, like I told you 2 weeks ago. It's now official. Yes, we're right again. Yes, we didn't lie to you again. Yes, that's all we want to do is tell the truth again. Curtis, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, yeah, we seen Coletta bring them in here the other day, so it's not a problem. But I have a question. I was listening to you and Mike Adams the other day about the N95 filters not being effective. Can you kind of expound on that just a little bit? I don't know. He never did really say why it wouldn't
well,
be.
Well, sure, sir. I'm not an engineer, but they're saying that you can get the virus through the eyes. And so a mask over your face is not going to be effective if it is communicable through the eyes, or you touch surfaces and then you eat food. So I think that's where, at least from what I've seen in the literature, that's the problem. Obviously, wearing a mask is more effective if you're in an airport, and you should do it. It's like saying, is body armor totally effective? Maybe they shoot you in the arm. Maybe they shoot you from the side and it goes through, or maybe they shoot you in the leg. But is it good to wear body armor if you're a police officer? Sure, it overall makes you safer. So, I would, from what I've seen from the virus sizes, a lot of these masks are, here's an example. We sell water filters, they're the highest rated gravity feds. But if you look at the studies, it'll have thousands of things it cuts out. Hundreds it cuts out, thousands it reduces. And it'll reduce something 99999, but it still some gets through. Does that make sense? So you want to reduce everything so maybe one virus gets in instead of 5,000. Because somebody sneezes and a whole bunch go out, maybe one somehow gets in your eye or whatever. But if you cut out the main invasion force, that virus never replicates. It never hits pay dirt. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually. It does make sense. And I did buy your immune gargle and toothpaste and all this stuff this week because I got to go back to Taiwan tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, if I was going to Taiwan, I'd be guzzling the nano-patented silver we've got that's been proven to be able to kill SARS. Now, does that mean just because you have it in your mouth, because this is the same family as SARS, that's going to stop it? No, but this is damn proven to be very effective.
Well, I'm going to be guzzling. Trust me.
Well, drink a lot of water because a lot of silver is toxic as well. Sorry, go ahead.
I said I only got one more month to do there, and I'm finished. I move back to San Antonio.
Wow, you're a brave guy to go back to that area during this. What do you do over there, an engineer or something?
I work for a shipping company over there.
Well, here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is it's already spread all over the planet. I'm being sarcastic. No, I mean, seriously, the good news is there's no way to run from this. But the good news is we have better immunity over here. So hopefully you're going to be okay.
That's why I bought your products.
Well, God bless anyway, you, brother. Anything else, Chris or Curtis?
No, sir. You have a good night.
You too, Curtis. Thank you. Look, I don't think there's any silver bullet here. The bad news is it's a toxic virus. And the bad news is it's spread all over the planet. And so my joke was, the good news is it's already spread everywhere. So what does it matter if he goes back to the epicenter of it? I think is what I was trying to say. Let's go to Joni in Ontario, Canada. Joni, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
It's Joni.
You know.
You got me, Alex.
Yeah. My audio is breaking up. Say your name again.
It's Joni.
Yeah, it's, maybe listeners can hear you, but I've just got really low audio.
You don't hear me at all.
I can hear you now. Just spell your name out phonetically.
Johnny in Ontario.
Johnny. Yeah, I thought it said Joni, and they said, go ahead.
Okay, first off, Payette, a governor general, actually gave this Chinese researcher, they kicked out of the freaking country, a governor general's award. You got that? That's crazy. The other thing is, there is no N95 mask available in my local area in Ontario. I live in a small town. A week after this outbreak, Tom Quiggin, you got to look into him. He's a good guy. A quick little shout out to Don Trump. Trump, you got to annex Alberta. Take over Alberta. They want you. They don't want anything to do with Canada anymore, and I can't blame them. And you got to save Stone. I hope you heard all that, okay?
All right, Johnny, I appreciate your call. I appreciate that. It was Joni on the deal. Not an insult. Wasn't on purpose. Nicholas in Kentucky. Hopefully I got that name right. Is it Nicholas?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Thank God. Nicholas, go ahead. Yes, sir.
So first, I just wanted to preface this by saying that you've done a great job by showing that the coronavirus has the same attack system as HIV. I oversee a portfolio, and my specialty sector is healthcare. And I was doing some investigations and reading some financial reports on Johnson & Johnson, and like the headline was Johnson & Johnson is developing a coronavirus vaccine. And what they were saying in the article is that what they're planning to do is mirror what they're doing for their already in the works HIV vaccine. And then if you read further on, it says that not only are they trying to do this HIV vaccine, that it was already in China. And in fact, 40% of the people that actually beat the coronavirus who haven't died were given this HIV vaccine. But I would think, honestly, that the case is that Johnson & Johnson has something to do with it. And that they actually got it from the vaccine.
That's what a lot of smart experts are saying, is it's either an escape bioweapon or a vaccine gone wrong. Because it's definitely synthetic.
Yeah, and it's just really strange how they just said, I guess they don't think people are going to read financial reports, but it just says how that they're pretty confident that it's close to HIV, and we've already been doing these HIV vaccines in China and the area, so I think there probably is a connection.
No, I agree, and they're going to come out and say, don't worry, the HIV vaccine covers this after they've created the hysteria, which it's a real virus, but the whole thing has been synthetically made, released, and they don't want us to say it's synthetic, even though it shows it for major universities, because that exposes they did this whole thing as a plan.
Oh, yes, I couldn't agree more. And I just wanted to thank you. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been a long-time listener. And keep on spreading the info, word, brother.
I'm trying, Nicholas. Thank you so much. I'm kind of exhausted today. I was bragging. And I mean, I knocked on wood, but had had a cold in over 4 years, and then I got one this week, so I'm kind of out of it today. I had a lot of family stuff going on, so I'm trying as best I can. I'm sorry to Pastor Sam and Teddy. You call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. I promise I'll get you back front of the line on the show. But yeah, this is an incredible time to be alive right now, and something big is going on with this virus. Is it meant to crash the economy? Is it really as deadly as they say? I'm not sure, though it's leaning towards more deadly. I just know there's a big move behind it, and it is synthetic. And the fact that there's a synthetic man-made bioweapon out there, that's confirmed, then it just wild cards everything. And I'm just in full battle mode trying to figure this out, and let's figure it out together. And I'll be back. David Knight's on 8 a.m. tomorrow, band.video, infowars.com/show. And then I'll be back 11 a.m. The War Room after me at 3 p.m. And I appreciate this great crew coming in tonight on Sunday, doing a fantastic job. And I want to thank all the affiliates. That's AM, FM, TV, UHF, VHF cable. I want to thank everybody and just encourage folks to stay frosty and stay focused, because big stuff's coming down. Trump just defeated the deep state's move, but they're going to strike back. We need to be looking for that attack and be ready to counter it. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.